Bring on the vibe reporter now.
Let's see. Atomic batteries, the power, turbines, the speed.
Roscoe.
Yo.
Hey. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah? What's going on?
Well, I'm back. I'm back to the nation's capital where they run things, kind of.
Yeah. Back in the studio in Maryland?
Back in the studio in Maryland from my midweek trip to Redwood City, California.
Yeah. That's Neil Young's hippie millionaire paradise.
Unbelievable place.
Yeah. Nice.
And, you know, the man, as I think of the man, I have to start talking like Dennis Hopper when he's talking about Colonel Kurtz. The man is like, man. It was really quite the experience, you know? It was just as you pictured it, you know, like Neil Young's super cool place and, you know, redwood trees and, you know, like a recording studio with windows. You're in there and there's nothing black in the whole studio. It's all like wood and you're looking out the, usually, you know, there's no windows, but the whole wall behind the speakers is like wooden sliding glass doors that open up out into like 300-foot redwood trees.
Jeez.
And it was really great. You know, we got some great stuff out of him. He was a cool guy, you know.
So you play guitar together on the record, huh?
Right.
Very cool.
And I got my picture taken with Neil's rig.
Wow, the Black Les Paul?
Yeah, and the Deluxe and all that stuff.
And that thing that sits up top of it?
Yeah, the Whizzer. I checked out the Whizzer and the whole deal.
Wow.
I went back to there's all this, you know, it's 3,500 acres, so there's awful lot of, like, different little barns and buildings and stuff, you know, like, there's the train building and then the car building.
Oh.
Then the equipment building, you must have had like a dozen Tweed Deluxes and a dozen Blind Basements and a dozen Twins.
Wow.
Like a dozen seems to be like the starting point for stuff around here.
How many vehicles, Sco?
Oh, I don't even know.
About a dozen?
I think he's got over 40 or 50. But, in this barn, but his main thing that he likes to drive around the ranch, like those guys when they're waiting for him to show up at the studio, it's like, I think I hear the Stretch, and they're, you know, they're talking about the big white Stretch, which I thought was like, you mean Neil is driving himself around the ranch in like a limousine? And then the thing pulls up, and what it is, it's like a 76 Dodge Power Wagon with the four-door kind, you know?
Yeah.
That's why they're calling it a Stretch.
Yeah.
And I was sitting out there talking to him. I was going, man, this thing's a machine, you know? And he's like, and it's got that perfectly funky, broken-in look, you know, a couple primer sides and stuff. And he's like, yeah, I had it since it was new. You know, it's like pretty amazing. You know, the whole thing was pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess he started doing that stuff when $1 million actually meant something.
Yeah, evidently he got this, you know, when Harvest came out, that's when he got this ranch, you know, and he started with 500 acres and now he's up to 3,500. So, that's a scene.
Quite a scene, I'll bet.
Quite a scene. Had dinner and everything. I cracked a few jokes, you know, got him laughing. A couple of jokes.
Get any new slang terms?
No, but he was using a lot of ours.
Yeah.
He described my guitar playing as sick and awful and good in the same sentence.
Great.
I thought that was a good
kind one. Kind of the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that.
Well,
so
you're gonna go check out Ed Bruch's gig tonight?
Yeah, I'm waiting for AY. I think he's on the other line here on the phone. He's probably over at the metro station trying to wonder. Well, you know, anybody that ever calls me from anywhere at 4:30 just ought to know.
They ought to know.
They ought to know. But we were gonna go over to check them out at the 15 Minute Club.
Mm.
And which is like a real, it's like a weird yuppie booze mall.
Right.
Entertainment.
Well, send our regards.
I will do so. I don't think they even give the band any free drinks there.
Yikes.
So.
And they drive all that way to get there?
and stay there for 2 days. But I think they actually pay the bands.
Oh, that's almost better.
And there's no restaurant on premises.
Well, there you go. Pretty cool.
You know, as far as the vibe goes, that's about it. You know, I was really kind of freaking out, you know.
Kind of a vibe in itself, yeah.
It was like the whole couple of days was, you know, it was pretty happening. He's got like llamas on his ranch and peacocks and stuff, you know.
Did he buy them from Michael Jackson?
I don't know where he got them. You know?
Michael Jackson closed down the farm and he got them cheap.
The llamas were really friendly too. He's got some longhorn steer.
Sort of roaming around.
Yeah, they do. They just kind of roam around. The llamas, they come up to you like, you know, like a friendly dog or something, and they're huge, you know. I think he's just, you know, he's got them so he can,
get drunk and blow their heads off with a shotgun.
Yeah, and then make sweaters out of them. You know, that's the thing. They got long necks, so if you did blow their heads off, you still wouldn't ruin the rest of the part, the coat.
You can make patches for your jeans.
Are the other lines on the phone lighting up? Are like the animal rights activists calling in yet?
Yeah, I think we tuned them out years ago.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, there's a rap band getting ready to do a video in the other studio here. And they got like dancing girls and stuff too. They're getting ready. They're getting made up.
Who's the rap band?
I don't know. They're like something to something. But they're not boys to men. They're some, you know. They got some song like, I Ain't Gonna Give You Up or something like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
I already heard it 15 times. But I gotta go back to work, so.
Okay, Ross.
You guys vibe onward. And so you got the thing hooked up now, so when I hang up, it's happening?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Great. Here's the sound you know and love.
Okay, Ross, go.
Till then, aloha.
Aloha.
Move. Hey, what happened to that thing now?
What happened to that sound?
I don't know. It's like the whole.
But
it's
if
like
you
the
think
whole.
About it, that's the first. That's the first screw up in about 2 or 3 weeks now, Hound.
It's yeah, but listen, this is the whole cart deck farting up on us now.
Oh well.
maybe I can just stop it. And pull it. Oh yeah, you know what? This thing's all. No, we can. It's fixable, folks. Don't worry. Next week we'll have it running for you. I think. Wait a second. Ah, there it is.